morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gaurav Jasati. The Union Cabinet, chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday, approved the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. It will be effective from 1st April 2025. The salient features of the UPS includes assured pension with 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. This pay is to be proportionate for lesser service period up to a minimum of 10 years of service. It assures family pension at the rate of 60% of pension of the employee immediately after his or her demise. UPS assures minimum pension of 10,000 rupees per month on superannuation after minimum 10 years of service. It also includes inflation indexation, DNS relief and lump sum payment at superannuation in addition to gratuity. Naglan Baptist Church Council, NBCC, has called for a collective day of prayer as the Naglan government hinted at partial lifting of the Naglan Liquor Total Prohibition NLTP Act. NBCC, in press release jointly signed with its affiliated bodies yesterday, said that Naglan is a Christian majority state and the prayers are with leaders who rule the state on their behalf. While acknowledging that Naglan is a revenue-starved state, NBCC asserted that NLTP Act should not be used as a scapegoat. It said that the majority's welfare should always be prioritized in any decision-making process. However, this time the cabinet completely dismissed the church's appeal and leaders' voices, stating that revisiting and reenacting the act at this time is not the answer. NBCC appealed to the government to increase transparency and accountability in its operation and governance. NBCC said it also heard sensible lectures and discussions about why NLTP Act should be abolished. The church body pointed out that the question of discussion should be on what is the correct thing to do rather than how much one will gain. NBCC reminded that foregoing ultimate principles in order to pursue and satisfy one's goals can result in anarchy. The National Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program, NVBDCP, conducted monitoring exercise for Mokokchun district. The inspection team was led by Senior Regional Director, Imphal, Dr. L.A. Singh, along with Deputy Director, NVBDCP, Dr. Tinurenla Anichari, state consultants, district consultant, malaria technical staff and surveillance workers. In the past 2 days, they inspected several locations including Primary Health Center Longkum Village, Primary Health Center Ungma Village, Dr. Imkongliba Memorial District Hospital, Health Sub-Center Mokokchun Village, Office of the Chief Medical Officer at Aliba Village and Lenjum Hospital. The purpose of the exercise was to assess the implementation of NVBDCP and the known communicable disease program. In Chumukedima, a walkathon was held yesterday from Chumukedima's second gate to City Square under the theme Break Free, Choose Health, Not Harm. Addressing the event as special guest, Chumukedima EAC KV Tito Rose said that Naglan is facing severe drug issues. He called for a united effort involving government agencies such as the district administration, police, education and medical departments, as well as NGOs like AIDA, Childline and churches to combat the drug menace. He reminded that the fight is not against the addict or the abuser, but against the drug itself. Rose urged the community to offer love and support to those struggling with addiction. Members of different child rights clubs participated in the event organized by Child Friendly Dimapur AIDA. Kiffri District Administration yesterday organized a mass social work in view of the Mung Mung Festival come mini hornbill celebration. Citizens from all walks of life from Kiffri Town participated in the said social work. All head of departments also conducted social work at their respective office premises. All India Sainik School's National Games Group E and Sports 2024 concluded yesterday at the Sainik School Polwar in Naglan. Gracing the closing function as the chief guest, Naglan DGP Rupin Sharma highlighted that sports teaches a person to discipline, which is the essence of life. 5 Sainik schools from northeastern region, Sainik School Golpara, Sainik School Imphal, Sainik School Chingchip, Sainik School East Siang, and the host Sainik School Palwa competed across various disciplines during the eventful 5 days. The chief guest also gave away prizes to the winners. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.